Hurricane Katrina destroyed tens of thousands of homes and businesses from New Orleans eastward along the Gulf Coast through Gulfport and Biloxi. Homeowners and workers now are spread out across the country. Some are beginning to return home to survey the damage and to begin to rebuild. Some are considering whether to leave the coast and move someplace safer, and others are hoping for a post-Katrina real estate boom. Mike Madden is a real estate agent in Gulfport, Mississippi. He's also an adjunct professor of real estate at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College in Jackson County. We spoke with him yesterday from his home in Gulfport about the destruction and recovery efforts in his region.
There is no construction yet. The only construction occurring right now are the roads that were in progress when the Katrina hit. You're seeing more and more trucks out there laying more pavement and foundation. We had a tremendous road building program. They call them casino roads because they were built with casino monies that were going to help us evacuate us. As far as demolition, I'm getting lots of calls from people who are on the ground getting ready to start tearing things apart. But right now, everyone's waiting for either FEMA or their insurance agencies before they're touching anything.
Now, what has happened to residential development since the hurricane passed over the Gulf Coast?
Everything pretty much is at a standstill. Before Katrina, residential development was at a boom. On paper, subdivisions were in high demand. Friends of mine who had subdivisions that were ready to go, they couldn't promise me lots because there were so many people after them. The builders were concerned about the subcontractors, the roofers, the carpenters, the bricklayers. They were in such high demand, they were concerned that they weren't going to be able to get these people to build these. Right now, it's anyone's guess at what's going to happen.
Where's the greatest demand right now?
The greatest demand is probably going to, right now, is for existing houses. The people whose houses were obliterated, other than those who want to move someplace else, want to move back to the area, and they want something existing right now.
What about businesses? Are there businesses that are actually interested in setting up?
A tremendous amount of businesses. Businesses coming in state, obviously, to do demolition. Some huge contractors are coming in and asking me for places to do the separation of the demolished things, as well as properties that we can actually bury the items on. There are no offices available. Everything that is an office is taken up.
And in the longer term, people looking for longer term real estate development at the tourist industry, for example?
I think this is going to be a clean slate type of deal. There's been a big condo rush down on the Gulf Coast, and the land prices were doubling, quadrupling in a year's time. The focus is going to be on condominium development, as well as the reconstruction of neighborhoods.
And what about casino rebuilding as well in the longer term? Companies interested?
That's going to be the $25 question. Speaking to a casino owner, he said there's probably going to be a pretty big fight in our local legislatures because there's a lot of people who always had been opposed to casinos down here, not wanting them to come on land. Right now, as you know, that our casinos are on barges. The superstructures where the hotels and the pools and all that stuff, which weathered the storm fine, that obviously is on land. But the big question is, will the legislature allow these barges to be built on land? Lots of opposition to that.
When real estate prospectors give you a call, what questions have they been asking you?
People from out of state are looking for deals. I'm getting a lot of calls from Florida, and they know that there's going to be a dip in prices of raw land. But they also know that after the dip, it's going to keep on accelerating as it had been before the storm.
Well, what kind of attitude are you observing among, you know, the realtors and developers where you are in Gulfport?
Oh, they're gung-ho. Everyone's pumped up. Folks down here, they're pretty gritty. There are people who are moving out, but for the most part, it's Katie bar the door.
Mike Madden is a real estate agent in Gulfport, Mississippi. Mike, thanks a lot for speaking with us.